With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everyone, Rob here, the producer of Fairy Tale Problems. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to record this episode with B&T due to the many, many meetings I have here in New York City. But please, listen, enjoy. I still edited it. It's good. It might even be better than every episode we've done prior. And make sure to rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. It really helps raise the visibility of the show. And it doesn't cost a thing.
Once upon a time, well, more like now, actually, things were really animated. I'm T.
And I'm B.
And you're listening to...
Fairy Tale Problems. This week's episode is The Land Before Time. Back in my early 20s, you know, like a couple years ago, I used to play this party game called Truth or Dinosaur.
How do you play?
How about we'll just play around and you can get a feel for the game. T, truth or dinosaur?
Truth.
What's your favorite dinosaur?
Brontosaurus.
That's a good one.
Okay, so now do I ask you? Should I ask you?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
B, truth or dinosaur?
Dinosaur. And then you ask me, what's your favorite dinosaur?
What's your favorite dinosaur?
Also Brontosaurus.
What? Copycat. Yeah.
No, I really thought about this because I remember like when it was like, oh, is the Brontosaurus really real? And then it's like Brachiosaurus. And then it's like, well, actually.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, there is Brontosaurus. My bad. And I'm kind of holding on for that same come around for scientists with Pluto, you know?
Yeah, I totally Googled it, like, because there's Brontosaurus, Brachiosaurus, and then there's, like, I don't know, like, a couple of, like, really
other similar
ones. It's like a Potosaurus
or something like that.
Yeah. But it's all, like, I don't know, scientists are confused, it seems.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Hey, Rob, truth or dinosaur?
Error.
Ha 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 ha. Good one.
Oh, so good. True. Great choice.
Mm-hmm. You know, I rewatched The Land Before Time. I hadn't watched it since I was a child. And of course, I remember that it was really sad. But and I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember his mom dies, which, of course, very sad. But I, as an adult, rewatched it the first time in, let's say, 15 years or so. Just kidding. It's been like 25, probably. But, it's really fucking sad. Like, it's too sad.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, you asked me if I was going to watch it, and I was like, no way, because, I don't know, maybe it hasn't been that long for me, but I remember distinctly, like, it's so sad. Like, when Littlefoot's mom dies, it's a lot. It's right up there with Mufasa's death, and I can't handle it.
Well, I love when we were discussing what movie we were doing this week, and Rob's like, what about Stepmom? And Tiana's like, no, that's too sad. No. Snowblower? No, no, no. And I'm like, I haven't seen it. I'll totally watch it. It's fine. Everybody's like, nope, never mind. Too sad. Sorry, I brought it up. And then we're like, what about Land Before Time? Like, it's like, I never seen Stepmom, but from what I've heard, this is just a set. And besides, in both movies, the mom dies, right? Spoiler? I don't know. I haven't seen Stepmom, so.
Well, for sure, yeah. It's much sadder, though, because, like, in Stepmom, like, Susan Sarandon dies, but then they get Julia Roberts. There's no Julia Roberts for Littlefoot.
Oh, totally. Actually, I was like, my poor boyfriend, I'm like, giving him the rundown of Land Before Time for some reason. I'm like, after his mom dies, there's some, like, raggedy old, I don't know, maybe a stegosaurus. I can't remember what kind of dinosaur he was. He was pretty busted. Like, he had, like, scales missing. And he's like, that sucks. I'm really sorry. And then he, like, wanders off. Like, right after he loses his mom, this, like, busted dinosaur is like, I'm sorry about that, but that's life. And then he leaves.
It is life.
It is life, but I am not a fan. No, the ultimate saddest scene, in my opinion, is his mom had passed and he's kind of like meandering around. And then he sees this giant shadow and it's the shape of his mom. And he's like,
oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. You're like, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And stop where you are.
Because as a child, I was hopeful. Like,
yeah. Well, no, as an adult, I was hopeful. I was like, oh, shit. I'm like, maybe I misremembered this. Maybe his mom isn't dead. But also, well, so anyway, he like runs up to the shadow and he runs all the way up to it. And then he realizes it's him. And he's just like crying in a heap on the ground about, like, that he thought his mom was alive and she's not. But you're wrong. He does, I wouldn't call them a Julia Roberts, but he does find his grandparents at the end, which I thought was just some kind of, like, weird.
Well.
Now he's with his grandpa.
How long are they going to live?
Exactly. Like, well, exactly.
It's like when they send Jenny to live with her grandma. That's not going to be, like, a forever fix.
Yeah.
I'm referring to Forrest Gump.
Yeah, I knew I was right there with you. I'm like, of course, my friend Jenny. Actually, when I had told my boyfriend, I'm like, yeah, it's really, really sad. He was like, of course it's sad. It's about extinction. And I'm like, no, so it's deep. I'm like, well, no, I'm like, no, it's not. It's not even, like, they don't even touch on extinction.
Well, no, I mean, they kind of do because, like, shit's changing in their world. Like, the earth is, like, I think they call them, when I was, like, Googling this, I came upon this whole Land Before Time, like, dictionary kind of thing where they,
okay.
Did you see that?
No.
It's really funny. Like, they have all these secret words, but they call, like, earthquakes, like, earth shakes. Like,
yes, I did.
The earth is moving, like, shit's dividing. That's why, like, Littlefoot has to go to where there's actually food because, I mean,
you gotta eat.
But it does, like, indicate the beginning of the end of times for dinosaurs, right? For sure. I mean, I guess, I mean, they make 14 more movies, so.
No, they made 13. Sure. There's 14 in total. They have 13
more movies.
Yeah, get it right. They have 14 Land Before Time movies, and there was a TV series. And I just feel like,
wow,
that was excessive. But one fun fact I thought was really funny is that it's 69 minutes long.
Nice.
I'm like, dead air. I'm like, oh.
Classic.
Yep.
No, I thought you were like going, I didn't know that was the punchline, but no.
I would
always
call it a punchline.
Always there for the 69 jokes.
Yeah, always there for you, 69.
Nice.
Also, I didn't realize how racist the film is because, you know, they're like, we don't play with long necks. We stay with our own kind. And I'm like, oh. Wow, that's a little bit, you know, two on the nose. I'm like, there's not even like a hint at racism. It's just full-blown racism.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. When I was reading through the dictionary, Land Before Time dictionary, most of it was just insults like flathead or flat tooth, or I don't know. It was just a bunch of insults for different type of dinosaurs. So
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a sad movie, and it gets even sadder when you hear the story behind...
I'm afraid to
ask. The voice of Ducky. Yeah. It's really crazy. It's sad. Okay, so... I'm going to depress listeners even more.
I was
going to
say, rip the Band-Aid off.
So, like, one of the most memorable lines of the movie is totally, like, yep, yep, yep. Like, everyone remembers Ducky. And the girl that did the voice of Ducky, her name was Judith Barcy. Like, she got murdered when she was 10 years old. It's this crazy story where she's like the child of immigrants. She got discovered at a skating rink, an ice skating rink, when she was like 5 years old. But they thought she was three, which
weird.
Isn't it creepy? Like how like they just always want to make you younger. Like how like Shirley Temple didn't know her real age because her parents lied about how, like, they said she was younger than she actually was. Anyways.
Don't we all? Just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm, like, just implying, like, at the beginning of that I'm, like, 21 years old, which I am not.
A couple years ago.
I mean, like, a decade of either side of that number.
Hey, time is all about perspective.
True.
But, yeah, so Judith, she was, like, I don't know. She started, like, 72 commercials, which I think is... insane.
It is. I've started in zero for reference.
Same.
Sorry, I'm not trying to make jokes because this is actually really tragic. I will let you go on.
It is. But I don't know. Do you know anyone else that's ever been in a commercial? They're just to put things in perspective. Like,
oh, well, my brother's been in like a series of commercials. I like actually the other day we were talking about this. My brother's like, I got caught up on your podcast and I love that I appear on your podcast a lot. And I'm like, I guess you're my only friend? Question mark. But no, he's like, no, it's all good. I like it. I'm like, of course you do, ham. But no, my brother was actually like in a series of commercials, car commercials, one of which he appeared in his underwear.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, no, being the middle child brat, I'm like, I was all bent out of shape because I'm like, oh, everybody celebrates when Graham does a commercial in his underwear, but Brittany does underwear modeling and she's, you know what I mean? I'm like, my family's like, nobody can ever see your boob, like not even a single tit, but you know, Graham's in his underwear on national television. Got it.
It says a lot about the society we live in.
And I know. Sorry. Wow. This has taken a wild turn. I'm sure my brother appreciates me mentioning him being in his underwear in this conversation. But do you want to finish the story about Judith?
Yeah, it's depressing. So
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Basically, like, her father was a crazy, like, jealous maniac. And I read this article that they wrote back in 1988, like, right after she died. And the details of, like, the stuff that her father had been doing to her, like, obviously prior to her death, it was just horrifying. Like, it was like he would put like knives to her throat, and like she was just petrified. Like, he told everybody that he was going to kill his wife. So basically one night, he like shoots Judith in the head, kills her mother, and then he kind of, I guess, like stumbles around their home for 2 days or whatever. But then he like catches the house on fire and kills himself. Like, it's just this really macabre, like horrible story.
And wasn't it like 4 months before the film was released?
Oh, so this, yeah. And but it was also weird because so she's the voice of Ducky, but she's also the voice of Anne Marie and All Dogs Go to Heaven. And
that's right.
Yeah. So she broke down during that audition. That's when like things kind of really got out of hand, especially she started like plucking her eyelashes out. It's this, really, like the details are crazy. Yeah. But sad,
super sad. And I don't want to think about it. And I apologize for the sloppy segue, but let's rate some stuff. Let's play Master Raters.
Yes, please.
This week, our hosts are rating Don Bluth films. We're going to respond with a love it, leave it, haven't seen it, and for your absolute favorite, gotta have it.
I got it.
All right, let's do this.
The Land Before Time. Love it.
I just watched it so recently. I'm like, I'll leave it at least for another decade or two.
An American Tale. I like it.
I like it.
All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Love it.
Gotta have it.
Deal, deal. Because I want to know where we all stand on these things.
Thumbelina. Gotta have it.
Love it.
Rockadoodle. Like it.
I was going to say, I like it. I remember liking it. I don't remember a lot about it. What about you? Like, how recently have you seen it?
Oh, no, same. I haven't seen it in a while, but I remember, like, I really like the intro. Mm-hmm. I remember, like, the beginning of the film. After that, I don't know.
You're like, that's yeah, the only part that matters. So,
but
just,
I remember liking it, yeah.
Yeah.
Anastasia. Gotta have it.
Yes, the soundtrack. The soundtrack is so good. I know, like, all the words. Also, the story. Come on, who doesn't wish that it's, like, my busted-ass history and, like, somebody's like, you're actually a princess. You're like, okay, well, I'll take it.
Well, I, like, for me, I have, like, darker reason. Always I have darker reason.
Rasputin.
Yes, like obsessed with the story of Rasputin and even like his death, especially like he is just a very, very mysterious man. And for that period of time, they were like, yeah, we don't know if Anastasia and who was the other was it? I don't know, the boy that was like a hemophiliac. They thought they possibly could both be alive. And love that kind of mystery. So
totally.
But also I love Meg Ryan and they just did a really good job.
Oh, that's such Kudos. A great film. If you haven't seen Anastasia. Mm-hmm. Oh wait,
Who are you?
Yeah, well, I was going to say then go watch it. I even to the 34-year-old men out there who haven't seen Anastasia, I say go watch it. Didn't you say that they just celebrated they as if Anastasia is a group of people or something. The film, didn't the film just celebrate its, what, 20th anniversary?
Yeah, which makes me feel so young.
I was going to say old as fuck, but but young is what I meant to say. Just a couple years ago.
I was a baby when it came out. Yeah.
Yeah, I was an infant.
When I was looking up Don Bluth films, I got into the way that Don Bluth left Disney. He left Disney, I think it's like 1979. Once again, I could be lying. he left and he took like 11 animators with him. And it like just fucked up Disney's whole shit. They had to supposedly postpone the production of The Fox and the Hound for a year and a half after that. So.
Whoa. I'm just gonna squeeze in there though and be like, I think Disney is fine. I think Disney was able to overcome.
Well, yeah, it's Disney, but and the whole thing too is like Don Bluth had felt that like Disney had strayed away from making like good movies that they were just trying to sell stuff, and he was more into making darker films, which is how we ended up with Land Before Time. So thanks.
Thanks, Don. You know, I thought that this was a interesting tidbit of information that Steven Spielberg, when he came, he's one of the executive producers along with George Lucas, for The Land Before Time. And, that it's like said that he wanted to make a dinosaur, prehistoric, whatever version of Bambi. And during development, they actually originally had Sarah, the Triceratops character, named Bambo, which I'm like, you can't be like, I want to make a movie. It's going to be like Bambi, except for dinosaurs. And one of the dinosaurs is going to be named Bambo. Okay. Just like, as always, yeah. Hollywood always trying to take the easy way out.
I like, oh God, after reading this site for days, I am just sickened. Like, I can't even talk about Steven Spielberg
Fine
or children
deal.
Or anything.
Let's move on then. Tiana, what's your favorite part of the 1988 American-Irish animated adventure drama film, The Land Before Time?
I like how Littlefoot is purple.
Deal. Fair. Hey, Rob, what's your favorite part about Land Before Time?
Error.
True.
Yeah. No, I like that part, too.
Yeah. And let's just assume Rob's like, Brittany, what's your favorite part of Land? Just kidding. You can ask me. Rob's going to listen to this and be like, they're morons. Go ahead.
He's slowly weaning us off of him. Brittany, no, what's your favorite part of The Land Before Time?
It's so sad. It's hard to see the silver lining. Is that the word I'm looking for? I don't know. I love Petrie. What an all-star. And I had forgotten all about the character of Spike. I just think it's hilarious. Aww. You know, Spike was this giant, like, what was he? Is he a Stegosaurus? No, he's,
No, anyway. He's, yeah.
What? No,
he's that one.
He's that one?
Oh, no, I don't remember off the top. He's got, like, the hard shell and, yep. like, a funky tail, right?
Yeah, he's got spikes on the tail. Probably why they named him Spike.
That was so clever.
But he stayed in the egg too long. And so when they cracked open the egg, he like filled up the entire shell. And I just think it's funny because they did such a perfect job, you know, making a character that really is the baby who stayed in the womb too long. Like he's just like too big and clumsy. It's just like what you imagine the baby who stayed in the womb too long that they like, you know, that type, you know, that type.
Do I?
Like they came out of the womb with like
no,
teeth and stuff.
I totally
and they're eating
know.
Like a slice of pizza and you're just like, you?
Yeah, you're like.
There's codependence. Do you,
well, they look like newborns on TV. Like, you know how like when people give birth on TV, it's like to like a 3-month-old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
but I just did a quick Google and Spike is a Stegosaurus. So.
Ah, God. Damn, I'm good. No.
Impressive.
But yeah. Hey, Master Debaters. T and B go head to head in the debate over a completely arbitrary topic. This week's topic? How did the dinos die? I remember that we discussed this, but I didn't do any research. And T, when we were talking about, wait, well, how did the dinos die? I'm like, I haven't actually looked into this since I was about 9 years old. And the last time I checked, wasn't it because of the asteroid?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to say asteroid. Like, I also did not do any research and... I'm sure things have changed. Like you said, Pluto is no longer a planet. That was probably Pluto was a planet the last time I looked into this topic.
So. Yeah, same.
I'm going to go with asteroid.
Asteroid, right?
Yeah, definitely. Those dinosaurs are dead and
So is this episode.
Yep, yep.
Thanks for listening.
Follow us on social media.
And they lived crappily ever after. Tune in next episode, where B&T will be talking about A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.